We are on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. This is by the small Zion of the Ein Mishpat Shechimi Va'avdini Chadati. It's around 18 lines from the top of the Amud, from the beginning of the line. Shechimi Va'avdino Chadati. A person stole tarnished coins, vavdinu chadati, and he made it into new coins. How did he do this? So Rashi says, shchimi shechoyrin ke'ein yishanim. They're black coins. They look like old coins. They were very tarnished. Vavde chadati, how did he make them look like new? Shelibno. So the Yamshe Shleimer says, Libna Bu'ul, that means he took a blowtorch and he was malavin it. And it seems this Libun takes off the tarnish and they're shiny. Like honey. He's not koine. This is not called a shini. Why isn't it called a shinui? Shesoifon lachza liyoshnon. Because it's going to get tarnished again. So it's a shini dahodo. So it's not kind of. Chadati v'avdini shchimi. But what is if he stole new coins and they became tarnished by him? Kone, he is kind of. Why is he kind of? My amrit, hoda ovid lu chadati. He could, it's also called ashini dahoda. He can make it again like new. Meida yediya shichmayu. It is recognizable, the darkness, the tarnish. So, poshipshat, the Gemara is that to make it look like it was, chadati means the first time you had silver that was, this is chadati, this is brand new silver. So it would seem The brilliance of brand new silver after it was tarnished once, it will never be the same. So memele meide yediya shichmayu. So it is recognizable the darkness, the tarnish. You can never make it the way it was. So it was nishtane. He says this shine of brand new silver is only once in a lifetime. Whatever you do later is not a duplication of what it was. So memele, so that's called, it was nishtane. That is our girse. If we look at the right side of the Gemara, Barosh Isa Ponim Chadoshes Bo Lekan, Barosh is a different girse. Ponim chadoshes bo lekan. That even though, it would seem even though it's the same like before, but it's a ponim chadoshes. So this the Yamshe Shleimer asks, he doesn't understand, why is this called a ponim chadoshes? Bishleimer, before we had such a concept, the person stole a zuzi, he stole a coin, and he made it into, he banged it, and he made it a piece of silver. It's not a coin anymore. So the Gemara says that's called a shinui. Because before it was a coin. So Gemara says, you can make it again a coin. That's called ponim chadoshes bo lekan. It's not the same coin that was before. This is a new coin. This is a new entity. Not the same size. It's so memele. So it's called that what he made the first coin, ois coin, that's a shinui gomo. That's Ashini Deloyhoda. You'll make a new coin, but this is not the first coin. So there, the concept of Panim Chadoshes, we can understand a little. But over here, it's very difficult to understand if you had polished silver, or brand new silver, and then it became tarnished, and then he repolishes it. So if you say that you can't, it's not equivalent to brand new silver, fine. The Gemara says it's not equivalent. It's shiny, but it's not like brand new silver. So fine. So then it's So then it's called, so it's not what it was, b'shas t'gzeila, samameila, so it's not called a shini d'hoda, I cannot get back the shine that was existent b'shas t'gzeila. That's if you learn this girsa. But if you say, ponim chadoshis bo lekan, this is very, very difficult to understand. Why is this called upon him chadoshes? Before I stole a brand new coin, and then it got tarnished, and now I'm repolishing it. I'm being malabin it, or the Rambam learns I'm polishing it. If it goes back to the previous matzah that it was b'shas gezeila, why is this called upon him chadoshes? I'm taking away the tarnish. Why is it called upon him chadoshes? Yom Shishlomi does not understand this girsa. Now, the Mishnah ends, Zeh klal, kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzeila. Now we heard, the Mishnah spoke about different types of shinuyim. Gozal eitzim vasom kelim, Gozal Porim Uberes Viyoldo, Gozal Porim Nisabra, like we have different types of shinuyim. And then after all these cases, the Mishnah is Moisef a new case. Zeh HaKlal, Kol HaGazlonim Mishalmim Kishas HaGzeva. All Gazlonim Mishalmim Kishas HaGzeva. So what is this being Moisef? Zeh HaKlal, Kol HaGazlonim Mishalmim Kishas HaGzeva. So let me have an aside, the mashal, kol lasu yaymai, kol agazlonim mishalmim kishas agzayla. Lasu yaymai, laisu yahoda omar rabbi loi, gonav tle venasa ayil. A person stole a tle, became an ayil, became 13 months old. Egel he stole a calf venasa sher. Nase shinei biyodai pekonai, tavach umocha, shaloyu tavayach, shaloyu moich. Now, before we see Rashi, which Rashi is amurdik mechudish tika Rashi, but before we see Rashi, let us try to understand the Gemara. That the Gemara is telling us, the Mishnah is telling us, a chidish of Rabbi Loi, gonav tleve nasa ayo, Egel v'nasa sher, nasa shini biyodei v'kodei. That means, that is coming to tell us, that means, we had different madreges. We had a madrege of gozal eitzim boson keila. Look, that's a shini. He made the shini. It's nasa biyodayim. That's a shini. Fine. So, that was the first case of the Mishnah, when you were kind. Then we had a shini, the memele, muberes, viyoldo. It's also a shini. Gozal behemiv nisabra, it's like, it's also a shini. This is already a shini, the memele, maybe. Gitana, it's like, but it's also a shini. Zeh klal is coming to tell us, gozal tlev nasa ayel, bishalim kishasa gzela, that means he's also koinit. And it's a mela, so it's my ayil, so I pay for what I stole. I stole a tlas, I pay you for a tlas. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So the rehitas advarim is that the Mishnah is coming to tell us, even this is also called a shinui. This is worse than gozal eitzim boson kelim, gozal rochav unitan, that's like, this is worse. This is worse. So why is this worse? So let's just go a little further. The Rabbeinu Peretz, the Tosfos Rit, ask a kasha. We're going to have the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says that Gozal Behema Vihiskino is all also Mishalim Kishas Hagzeila. What does that mean? A person stole a Behema and the Behema became old. It's Mishalim Kishas Hagzeila. So that's called a Shini, got older. Mishalim Kishas Agzeil. So that's the next Mishnah. So what is the Mishnah telling us? That aging is a shinui. Aging is a shinui. So the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz and the Taisus Rides Kakashe. So what's Rabbi Lo? That's the next Mishnah. This Mishnah is coming to tell us, Gonav Tlev and Asa Ayil. It's also a shini. But it says in the next Mishnah that if it aged, that's called a shini. So what is our Mishnah's come to us? A bigger chiddush. A chiddush of Rabbi Loi. So they say a peretz that no. Gozal behema v'iskino, that's called a shinui. A behema that's old, you can tell that it's old. It can't work, can't have children. It's old, we're not talking about that's a shinui. It's before you had a behema that could work and have children, and now it can't function anymore. That's called a shinui. Gonav tlev v'nasa ayol, this is, when it's 13 months, it becomes an ayol. It became a month older. He stole it when it was 10 months old, and then 3 months later, it became an ayol. You look at it, it's good. Logically, it's called an ayol now. It's called a shayol, but you don't see too much of a difference of what it is now from what it was b'shas neivet. So Rabbi Loi said, "Amar dike chiddush." This is also called the shini. This is the chiddush. The machlokes Rabbi Chanina is chaylik on it. Fine. This is the chiddush of Rabbi Loi. This is if we learn poshut pshat and the gemara. Let's say kol agazlonim, kol even such a shinui. This is the most minute shinui that we could recognize as a shinui. The Mishnah is coming to tell us kol agazlonim mishal mikshas akzela. To tell us that he's koine the aisle, and the male of this is his, so he pays what it was, he pays for a tleb because the aisle became his. That is if we learn poshup shat in the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi, and when we come to Rashi, Rashi is shreklich, and there are many problems in Rashi, but let's just see what Rashi says. Nase shinei biyodai lekanai lekach. Hiskaine lekach. Dim tovach umocha shaloyu teveach vishaloyu moicha. A mishalem elokeifel. Now, just translating the words of Rashi, Rashi is saying Rabbi Loi did not say hiskaine the ayil. Not kaine the ayil. He's kind of the aisle that he doesn't pay dalad vehei. He doesn't pay dalad vehei. He pays kefil, but he's not kind. He's only kind of the aisle in tovach lamocha shloye tevech shloye moich. Now let us just refresh our memory. Let us look at Rashi that's hamachayim at beis. Rashi is zicher going l'shitosay. Rashi Samachayim at base in the middle of the Amid, Rashi says as follows, Nase shinui biyodai vekoni bishimyoi lahamilse. Is koine, a period, is koine lahamilse, the im, tavachumochal, shaloyu tevech shaloyu moichal. Upata midalad vehei. Avo keren vekeifo mishalem. Upe keren and keifo. Keren ki hashto. Now, we see what Rashi says. Rashi is the appella. Keren ki hashta. That means that I stole a tle, which let's say was worth $300. I shechted it when it was an aisle. That's worth $500 then. So I put it on dalad vei. That it don't have to pay dalad vei. Don't pay dalad. But I pay keren kahashte. I'm gonna pay him $500. I'm gonna pay him $500 because I shechted his ayil. No, if he shechted his ayil, so pay dalad vei. No. Legabi dalad vei. It's my ayil. But legabi to pay him $500, it's his ayil. So first of all, we have to understand b'chlal what Rashi is saying. I mean, Rashi makes a very interesting combination over here. I'm koine it, that I'm potef and dalad vehei, but I'm not koine it, that I have to pay him for an ayil. Mishalem keren k'dahashte. Peker and Kedash. So you have to understand, number one, what's the lumdus of Rashi. Number two, but if Rashi says you pay how much it's worth now, so what's pshat? Our Mishnah says, kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzeile. You pay kishas ha-gzeile. Lasuye mai, lasuye rabeloi. According to Abu, you pay how much it's worth kishas ha-gzeile? No, you pay how much it's worth now. Rashi says, you pay keren kidahashte. So the Gemara brings this Mishnah, kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzeile, means you pay how much it's worth now, you don't pay how much it was worth kishas ha-gzeile. That's problem number two. Problem number three, the Pnei Yeshua is Ma'ira, that whatever Rashi means, Rashi says, Konoi Lekach. He's Koine, he doesn't pay Daladvei. Lagabi Daladvei, he doesn't pay. Right? So he's Koine Lagabi Daladvei. So that's very nice. What Shaykhus has that to do with our Mishnah? Aganav pays Daladvei. Our Mishnah is speaking about a Gazla. So what's Pshat? Kol HaGazlonim Mishalman Kishas Uzeil to tell me Rabbi Lois did. The Gonav Kleva Nasa Ayu Nasa Shini Biyodei Vikonoi, that you don't pay Daladvei. I mean, whatever the lumdus of Rabbi Loi is, but how do we stick this into our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is talking about a Gazlan. A Gazlan never pays Daladvei. So Rashi is very, very shver. So I'd like to, we had set pshat in Rashi when we learned Merube. I'd like to perhaps elaborate a little on this Rashi and try to say pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi. Now, before we say pshat in Rashi, but perhaps we can say, what motivated Rashi to say such a mechudish to kipshat? Rashi, like, says, a whole new pshat in the Gemara. Gonav kleva nasa el nasa shini biyodei vekonoi. Vekonoi lekach. He's kind of a dalvei. I mean, what forced Rashi to say such a thing? Why can you order the shayna more in different pshat? Nasa shini biyodei vekonoi. He's kind of. It's a shini we mentioned before, the Taisus Rid, the Taisus Rabbein Peret. He's kinder, finished. That's the Chiddush, that even though it's a small shin, he also kinder. Misham Kishas Gzeil, it's beautiful. Why did Rashi have to deviate from the Poshet to Pshat? That's problem number one. So it could be, because Rashi had a Mayodika Kashe. If you learn Poshet to Pshat, that it's a shino, you're kinder, gonna plebanas, aisle, it's a shino, you're kinder. So let's begin the Loshen of Abeloi. What does that mean? It's mine. It's mine. I was kind of. That's all the shayna mumshah. Tavachu mochar, if he shechts it, shaloyu tever, shaloyu moicha. Please. If it's mine, fashteitza. This is repetitious already. Why is this necessary to say? If it's konoi, and konoi means it's his completely. No, if it's mine completely. So you tell me, no, if he shechted it, he's potter to pay Daladvei. Shkayach. Pashteitzer a potter to pay Daladvei. It's my share. I should pay Daladvei if I shecht my share. It's my share. Rashi could be had this problem. So therefore, Rashi said, you have to combine. Konoi, the kinyan is only legabri tova chamocha. That's it. It's not konoi legamri. You have to take the konoi with a grain of salt. It's konoi legabri that if tovach al mocha, shaloi yitaver, shaloi yimoicha. But more than that, it's not. More than that, it's not. Could be that was the makir of Rashi. Fine. But legabi all other things, it's not mine. And therefore Rashi says, keren, legabi da'ald vehe, you'll be potter, but keren, you'll pay kadashte. It's his, not yours. It's his. It's an exiles. Keren, you pay kadashte. Da'ald vehe. Now, I just like to mention this Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, which is also perhaps a difficult Gemara to understand. The Gemara says in Baba Metzia, Daf Mem Gimel, as follows: Gozal Chavita Dechamra. a person stole a barrel of wine. Mikore shove zuz, v'achakach v'nishyakra, now it's worth dalet zuz. So the Gemara says, how much is he mechuyif to pay? So the Gemara says, if it broke, you pay how much it was worth, b'shas k'zayla. He stole something that's worth azuz, that's worth dalet, but now it broke, itva memeila, so kolagazlodim mishalmim k'shas k'zayla. So you pay how much it was worth when he stole it. He stole wine that's worth azuz, he pays azuz. What is tavra? What if he broke it? He broke the barrel, and it was worth dalet. He pays dalet. He pays dalet. Because when he broke it, it was worth dalet. My time, so the Gemara says, why do you pay dalet? The Gemara says, why do you pay dalet? I broke something that's worth dalet. Why do you pay dalet? My time, kiven the yisa hodra lemora beine, if he wouldn't have broken it, and if the Bailam would come to him and say, give me back the barrel of wine, he has to give him back the barrel of wine. How much is the barrel of wine worth now? 4 zuz. If he wouldn't have broken it, and the Bailam would come to him, could he tell the Bailam, listen, I stole a barrel, you had a barrel of a wine that was worth a zuz. This barrel is worth 4 zuz. I don't want to give it back to you. Does he have such a time? Zichanat. What do you mean? Put shot. It's my wine, and you have to give it back to me. So it's worth more. Adarabah, my wine got more expensive. So the Gemara says, kiven the isa odra lamora be'ene, ahi shaita de koshosile kogosel mine. So now I'm stealing your thing. You have a barrel of wine which is worth dalet. The yaika belongs to you. It's your wine that's worth dalet. When I break your barrel of wine, I'm stealing now from you something that's worth dalet. What is the Gemara saying? This is a nugzela. This is a nugzela. Before I stole something that was worth azuz. If I'll break it now, I'm stealing something that's worth dalet. Usnan, and we learned a mishneh. Which mishneh does the Gemara bring above metziyah? Our mishneh. Kol hagazlonim mishalmim kishas hagzela. All the gazlonim pay kishas hagzela. Therefore he has to pay dalet. So the Gemara above metziyah brings down our mishneh. And Mabati brings down our Mishnah. Now, to understand the Aymek HaDvorim, I won't go into that, but we see one thing from the Gemara. From the Gemara we see that perhaps be a Havamine, that since he stole Azuz, the Yoiker should not belong to the Baila. And that's what the Gemara, that's what Rabbi is coming to tell us, it's not that way. There's a new Maisik Zayla now, and since if it would be Biani's Mechuyev to return Dalit, Yain, that's where Dalit, is Kivin, the Gemara makes all Cheshbin, Kivin the Isa, if it would be Ben Hodra Lamore Beine, Aishaita the Koshosele Kogozomine. It's a Nugzela. I'm now stealing Dalit from you. Before I stole Azuz, now I stole Dalit. The Yoike belongs to you, and I'm stealing again. Kola Gazlonim Mishalmin Kishasa Gzela. But we see a major dikazach from that Gemara Dachsachmir, that what is called Shasa Gzela, the second, not the first Gzela. The first Gzela was worth Azuz. It was he shaita de koshosile, when he's drinking this wine, kogozel mine. That's Loshna Gemara. When I'm drinking it now, the wine that is worth for Azuz, I'm stealing from you now. Usnan. So we see from the Gemara is telling us a chiddush. The Oimek HaDvorim, I don't understand, but the Gemara is telling us a chiddush. The Yoiker belongs to the Nigzel, and by stealing it now, by drinking it now, or breaking it now, I'm making a new Maisa Gzela, and I pay for this Maisa Gzela how much it is worth now. And that the Gemara brought a Mishneh, our Mishneh, Kol HaGazlonim Mishalmim Kishas HaGzela, the new Gzela, not the old Gzela. You pay for the new gzeila. That is what the Gemara says in Bava Metzia. Now that is what Rashi is saying by us also. Rashi says it clearly in Daf Samachayam at base. Rashi says, Gonav Tler V'Nasa Ayel Nasa Shini B'Yodoy V'Konoy. So Rashi says, it wasn't Koinev completely. No. Still belongs to the Nigzul. Koni Lo Amilse Yispotav V'Dalad V'Hei. But it still belongs to the Nigzul. And therefore, Mishalim Keren Kidahashte. Will pay keren, that means v'shash shchite, is by he shaita de kogosel, meaning the same lundis that the Gemara says above Metziah, when you shecht it, I'm shechting an aisle of his, it's worth like an aisle, so I pay the keren of an aisle, you pay keren kedashte. So what the Gemara said in Bava Metzia by Tavrish Vishasye, you pay a keren of Dalit, Veishaita de Kogozl, meaning, if I shecht a tleh in Nasa Isle, I pay keren for an isle. Only Gabi Dalit Veheyam Potter, but I pay keren for an isle. That is how Rashi said Pshat. So Be'emison, Rashi is really saying over what the Gemara says in Bava Metzia. And you pay the keren kedashta, but you put it on dalad vei. We had wanted to say pshat again, not to go into the oimek advarim. We had wanted to say pshat lachera. This is moiridik, difficult to understand. It's nasa shini biyodi bekonai. It's mine. Lagabi dalad vei. Lagabi the keren. I pay the way it's worth now. So it's mine. It's his. What's pshat over here? So we had wanted to say pshat that. There is the gufa behemah and there's the shavius of the behemah. Rashi holds gonav tla, that means I have an ayil, which is a guf, and then it has value. Rashi holds gonav tla v'nas ayil is not a shinui gonav. It's not a shinui, it's worse than all other shinuyim. So gonav tla v'nas ayil, the gufa behemah is mine. But the value of the behemah, There's a behemoth, and there's value. The value of the behemoth is still the nixals, the nignabs. The value is his. So I hear for a behemoth that the gufa behemoth is mine, and the shavius of the behemoth belongs to him. So memelis, so then the cheshman is very good. When it comes to dalad vehei, dalad vehei after shecht his shoyer. Forget about the value, he after shecht his shoyer. Gnavoy tvachoy, that means the tvachoy machoy, I have to shechtish, it's my share. The share is mine. So gabi dalad vei, there's no chi of dalad vei. But since the shavius of the aisle is his, the aisle is now worth 500 zuz. So I pay how much it is worth now. The second zeila, kol agazlonim mishalmim kishas agzeila, the second gzeila of tviche, that's what I pay for. The same thing that the Gemara said above Metzia, Tavra Vishasya, Mishalim Dalit Kidisnan, our Mishneh, kol agazlonim mishalmim kishas agzeila, you pay how much is worth Pishas the second gzeila, so tovachol mocha, you pay how much it's worth Pishas the second gzeila. But tviche mechir, you'll be potter, because it's your share. Kone loha milse. Look to Gemara weiter. Ahu gavre de gozol padne de turi mechavri. There was a person who stole a pair of shvorim. Ozal, now this person was a very, if you steal, you have to do something. In that time, there's no mitzvah to steal, you have to accomplish something. So he took the shvorim. Ozal korebu karbe, so he plowed his field. Two shvorim, so he plowed his field. Zorebu uzaro, and then he was a ray of the field. Now how he is a ray of the field with shvorim? He plowed it over. That means after he seeded the field, he plowed it over again. And this charisha is azriya, because this enables the seeds to start growing by plowing it over again, so it gets embedded into the earth. So that's called, he had to shvorim now, Baruch Hashem. So he plowed the field, prepared the field in order to plant in it. He planted and then he plowed it over again. Atrina Lamore. Then he did every act of Duch, man. He's not bad, he did whatever he did. Atrina Lamore. He returned it here. Veisha, in the Mucham Sum, Chamitzes, Veisha, Veselah, Shagozal, he gives back the Tushvar, fine. Also, Lekame, the Rav Nachman. So they came to Rav Nachman. Omalahu, so Rav Nachman said, no. Zilu Shumu Shvoch Adashbach. We have to figure out how much this person used Yenim's Shvorim. He plowed his field. There was a double time he plowed it. So you have to be Shatzov Shvoch Adashbach. So Poshit, the understanding is, so he has to pay Mashenenis. That means we have whole sugyas in the beginning of Baba Kamim. Zenenev is Aloichosar, a person who's living in someone else's house, and he's deriving benefit from the house. It's Din Tashlumi Mashenenis. I mean, you took Yenim Shvorim, and you were Mashbiach your field. You have to pay. So how much is it worth the shvach that came out from this charish, these two charishes? Amalei rove turi ashbach agalei ashbach. But the whole shvach you're going to take, zicha, it grew now, the shvach is X amount of dollars, but the shvach didn't only come from the charish. The charish, the karka also contributed. I mean, it's his karka. So you should pay the whole shvach. Omar, so Rav Nachman said, "Mi kamina nishay mekul." That I say you should shatz up the whole shvach. Palga kamina. Half, you should pay half of the shvach. That means there are two shutfim in the shvach. There's the shvorim and the karke. So whatever the shvorim contributed to bring about the shvach, he has to pay. Omar like, so Rove est amir dikekasha to Rav Nachman. Save gzeilahu. This is a gzeila. He stole it. Vikahodra beino, and he has to return it. This nan kol agazlonim mishalmim kishas agzeila. A gazlon pays what he stole. What do you want more from him? He gave back the shvorim. So there's a meir dike rashba. Rabbi Chana says pshat in the rashba. One mahalach in the rashba. But that's enough for us. Rabbi Chana says, we had learned there are different schusim that a gazlan acquires. This kinyon exela is kind of with chinui. That's one of the kinyon exela. There's another kinyon that a gazlan acquires. The Torah says, veheishiv es agzela shagozal. He should return it. He stole something, he should return it. Why didn't the Torah address he stole something? He worked with it for 5 days. So why didn't the Torah address? He was nenos. He didn't steal it tamazay for his health. He stole it for a purpose. So in the Torah says, he stole it. Gozal, a guten tag. He's finished. He returned it. Finished. A leidik. If he stole it for a purpose, let's say he used it. So let him pay for the usage also. So we see a moire dike chiddush. Staten Rajbe. A gazlan has kinyon exele, and the usage of the dover hagozl he doesn't have to pay for. That's from the kinyon exele. And the Rajbe says, a moiradike, moiradike chiddush. The Rajbe says, nochman. That means, what happens if the gazlan stole it, and he went and he sold it to someone, stolen goods. Now, he didn't want to sell it. He said, I'll let you work with it for 5 days, then you give it back to me. And I paid him 5 days worth of work. And then the police come, they take away. After 5 days, the police come, take away the sheriff. They take back the sheriff. So the Rajbe, the Lekeach, does not have to pay the Nigzal for the usage of his sheriff. Because the usage of the shoyer belongs to the gazlan. The gazlan was koine the shimush hashoyer. The Torah said he has kinyan exele. He does not have to pay for the usage. The usage belongs to him. And if he sold it, so he sold it to the Lekech. Lekech pays him, the Gazel, not the Nigzel. Nigzel is out of the picture. Now this is only, this is Amardik Echidish, that a Gazlan possesses Kinyone Gzela, the Dova Nigzel, Ligabe, this din, that he doesn't have to pay Mashenenis, doesn't have to pay for the Shimish. It's only a Gazlan. If a person is, does not want to steal, he just wants to use it, and there's a different, and there's a law, you have to pay Mashenenis. But a Gazlan has these privileges, that he has Kinyon Gzela, doesn't have to pay Mashenenis. So let's just finish the Gemara. So Lovett told them, I don't understand you. Rav Nachman said, this Gazlan has to go and pay half of the Hano he derived, half of the Shvach that he derived from this Shoyah. So Lovett asked Rav Nachman, Amalei Seif Seif Gzeiluhu, the Kohod Rabbein, you have to return it, the Snan Kol HaGazlonim, Mishalmin Kishas HaGzeiluhu. If you return it, you're finished. You don't have to pay more than returning that Zengzela. Amalei. So Rav Nachman told Rove, La Yamin Aloch, didn't I tell you already once, Ki Yesivne Bedine, when I'm sitting Bedin, and I'm a Dayan, Laitayim Alemidi, don't give your opinions, please. I paskin, later, not in the middle of the entire, you're telling me, why should this guy pay? The Gazlan hears already a few words. Oh yes, it's a good, why should I have to pay? Listen, when I'm sitting in the din Torah, don't tell me anything. The Omar Hune Chavrin Eloi, you know what, Hune, our Chavrin, you know what he said about me? Ano Vishova Malka Achi Bedine. He said, I, Rav Nachman, Shava Malka Ishmuel, we're brothers in Dayonim. Shava Malka was the Dayan. He was, in Dini Momenes, he was the Paisek HaDoyer. And you know what Hune said about me? I'm equivalent to him. So when I say Apsak, Zugnish Kandayas, please. Hi Inish Gazlana Atiko. You know, this person was doing this for the last 10 years. He never invested in, whenever he had a plow his fields, he used to steal and plow, and then it was Mekayim the Mitzvah, Eishiv is Agzela Shegozal. This guy is a Gazlan Atiko. Uva'in and the, so I want to cut on him. We're not going to go with the letter of the law with this Gazlan. I want him to pay. So don't tell me Mikiradin he's potter to pay. I know he's potter to pay Mikiradin, but I want to cut him. So Mamele, let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Padne Targum Shel Tzemed Boko, a pair of Boko. Upadan Aram Oshem Sheshnei Aramim Hoyu. Aram Narayim Varam Tzoyv. Karve Charishe. He plowed it. Omar Hune Chavren Eloi. Hune Archave said about me. Danovishova Malka Shmuel Ochi Bedina were Ochim Bedina. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Gozal Behemo Behiskino. Avodim Behiskinu Mishalem Kishas Agzela. You pay Kishas Agzela. So Poshit we learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Soon we'll say a different Pshat, but just want to say Poshit Pshat. That like we had mentioned before from the Taisus Rid and the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, that his kinu is a shinui. That means that what the behemoth got old, it doesn't work anymore, it can't have children anymore. This is a shinui. So memele, so yekaine, gozo behemoth viskina, avodim viskinu, mishalem kishas azaylo. Rameya oimer, bavodim oimeloi, arei shaloch lefanech. Rameya holds avodim kikakois. And just like karka ain't an exeles, there's no kinyon exela. So avodim is also no kinyon exela. So bishloime, if gozal behema viskino, so pshad is, I was kind of the behema bishinui. I stole a behema, young behema, that would work, that they could have children, and now I'm giving back an old behema, come, can walk around. That's called a shinui. It's called a change. That's my behema. That's my behema. So I have to pay what I stole. Avodim, the Chachamim hold, Avodim, that avodim ain't, that avodim esukshele kakois. And just like karka ain't an exels, we'll learn from a posik, so avodim is also ainum nixolim. So don't have kinyonic zela. So never stole it. It's not shayach to steal karka. You don't get kinyonic zela. So memela, that's just like, so memela, so I have, here's just like by, there's, in order for me to become a gazlan, you have to make kinyonim. You have to get kinyonic zela. Some say, well, there's a mishnah further. Let's say, no, I'm sorry, there's a mishnah before we had a merubah. Let's say I'm schlepping out of the behemah and it's still in the shoes of the nigzal. The behemah died. So it's never, I go and inform the owner his behemah died. I'm not responsible. I didn't steal it. I was schlepping it out. Kozman, it's in his shoes. I didn't make a ma'aseh kinyan of Mashiach. I'm not a gazlan. In order to become a gazlan and to be mechuyev with chiyuvei gzela, you have to make a ma'aseh kinyan. Karka ain't on exelus. You, one does not acquire kinyon exela in karka. I don't acquire any kinyon exela with karka. And if avodim hukshule karkois, some emela avodim is also karka. I stole it, I slept it, I picked them up. Whatever I did, it's lamal lemerit. I did not acquire any kinyon exela. So I don't have any kinyon exela. So there's no responsibility on me whatsoever to pay for this thing. So Mamela, so he says, Aresh Locha Vanecha. I was using the evidence, let's talk about using, but Lamaisa here, he won't let the pay could be for the usage. The evidence was never stolen. The Nevid was, there was no Maisa Gzeil on the evidence, so, now it's an old evidence, Aresh Locha Vanecha, because they never stole it. There's no Kinyan Shini. Gozal Madbeya Venizdak. What if a person stole a matbeya and it got split? There's a crack in it. Peres vihirkivu. He stole peres and they got rotten. Yayin vihichmitz. He stole wine and it got sour. Mishalim kishas agzela. These are all, lechay called shinuyim. It's called a shinu. Matbeya vinifsal. What happens if he stole a matbeya and the government tasseled it? Same matbeya. The government said that starting this month, this coin is out of circulation. It's worthless. So Mamela, I heard that it's worthless. Fine. Well, let me give it back to the Nigzal. Why should he, let me give it back to him. Goza matbeya v'nifsal. Trume venitmeis, he stole trume and it became tome. So it's now also worthless before you can eat it. Now you can eat it. Chometz v'oval of a Pesach, sotosa bano, beheme venis avda bo avere. That means either became nevad or became nirba. Oishe nifslo megave mizbeach, he got a mum. So the pashtus of this, the Mishnah is, this is a hezek she'enei nikar. All these things is a hezek she'enei nikar. For some reason, this is not called a shinui. It means the first case was yain ve'hechmet, so that's called a shinui. Before there was wine, and now there's vinegar, it's sour. So that's called a shinui. So you can't, mishalom kishas agzel. I can't say, reishalach lefanecha. And shulik, you stole wine, giving me back vinegar. That's called shua kainet. It's your vinegar. You pay me for the wine you stole. But gozal trume venitmas, it's not called a shinui. It's the same trume. Look, it's tame, but it's, for all these other cases, it's a hezek sheini nika. Hezek sheini nika does not have a Torah shinui, and memele can say rei shalach lefanach. Let us see the Mishnah. Rashi. Bavodim oimaroi alei shalach lefanecha, v'chekar kadomi, v'shusei demorei kaime. It's like karke, so it never was stolen. V'shusei demorei kaime. Gozo matbeya v'nista, shinui hanikahu. This is a shinei hanika. Let us see the Bach. The Bach says, "Hasayf dibul." V'acha kach mascha la divo, yayin v'hechmetz. Nami, it's also called a shinui. Nishtana reichoi, v'taymoi. Imotzel meimalei reisha loch lefanecha. Get the reisha loch lefanecha. Also, but just let's see the first beginning of Rashi. V'kanye b'shinui. I mean, this is a shinui hanika, gozmai v'nit, v'shinui hanika, and he's koine b'shinui. This is called a shinui. Nevda bo aveiro, nirbas, oinevdo, it was nevad, psula le kolbin, kedesanyi bishar shinoga rabo bachamishe, shinipsula meogabi mizbeach, let us again see the bach, bemum, afal pi shenika, bedukim shebaayin, even though it's nika, pota, why, the chol behemais, lav le mizbeach kaimin. So Rashi Lechayre is saying that a behemah is not oimed lemizbeach. So Rashi seems to say, said, oh, that's also called, it's not a hesek nikah. That means like this. If you have a behemah that has tzoram oznoi, there's a mum. So if this behemah is going to be used for a hedyah, there's a chilek, there's a mum. There's any change in the behemah? Yeah, there's a mum, yes. So what is? It's still good for steaks, it's still, that is not considered a change whatsoever, because this blemish is lemal lemoyrit. Lemizbeach, it's kabaldic. Before it could be, you could use it for a kolben, now this market is down the drain. You can't sell anymore for a kolben. So Rashi says, the whole behemoth lav lemizbeach kaimi. That means, if there would be a market that most behemoths are sold for kabonis, then this would be considered a shinui. That means before it was a behemoth that's roil mizbeach, and now it lost that market value. But since most behemoths never even get on the market, it's not the chol behemoth lav le mizbeach kaim. They're not oimed to be sold for kabon. So therefore, it doesn't have a teir shinui. Therefore, you can say a reish aloch lefonecha.